And it's Saturday night.
Oh my God.
Featuring Brandon Brown, Curtis Mueller.
Hey everybody.
And Brendan Sauer.
Woo! Wow, Woo! What's this voice you got going on there, buddy?
With your host. With your host, Brandon Brown. And Will Ferrell.
Of course.
That was like a riff off like Saturday
Moynihan.
Night. That's what I was trying to go with. I couldn't figure it out in my head. So.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
I was trying to go with it and then just rolled with it.
You did. You did great. There's going to be a lot of rolling in this episode, just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready to be rolling.
I am ready. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you're watching on the stream, we appreciate it. We're not gonna interact with you guys too much on the stream, but feel free to send us comments and we'll definitely read those. I have my stream chat right here, so we can we'll try and interact with you maybe.
Just be kind. Don't hurt anyone.
Be gentle to the people around you in your life.
We are not a police state by any means. We leave that to the actual police states in the world. But we would prefer that you weren't assholes to each other. Right?
Glad that we got that out of the
while
way.
While you're watching your stream, don't fight people.
Don't fight people.
Never fight people unless they are harming you or yours.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's rule one. You're right.
So, if you guys didn't know, as I said earlier, we are streaming this.
They don't.
So, if you want to catch the stream, this is before anyone else is going to hear it. Hear the podcast. We're still gonna upload it via our normal places. But if you want to hear the stream or see the stream or hear the episode before anyone else, you can watch us on twitch.tv/ MWRcast. Feel free to follow us on Twitch, as well as you can follow us on Twitter at MWRcast and Facebook, where we will then post up when we're going live. So definitely check that out.
Which that definitely works because I got a
you got a notification.
I got a notification when we went live.
You follow us.
I do.
Yeah,
and if you missed this one, if you're hearing the recording of this one. As you probably are.
Our entire audience is listening, is watching right now.
I'm not sure how many viewers we have right now, but I don't think it's a large number.
The answer is one.
One?
One current viewer at the moment.
So,
is that you?
I don't know.
Okay.
For most of you out there, you can always catch us our next episode live. We'll post when we're going to do it, so keep track if you want
exactly.
to get there.
Absolutely. Exactly.
I know y'all are listening.
If you want to watch the videos, once again, we'll have those on Twitch, so you can watch the VODs there. So Brandon.
Hey, what's up?
Why don't we get right into our episode?
All right, so, oh my God. Do you guys know who Beyonce is?
No.
I do know who Beyonce is.
So,
Queen Bee?
Yes, Queen Bee. Queen of the Bay Hive, as they call her fans.
The Bay Hive?
The Bay Hive.
Is that what they call it?
It's a portmanteau of Beehive and Beyonce. Do you know what a portmanteau is? Yes.
I'm assuming it's a combination put together.
I want to know
the two words.
What do you think it means?
It's a suitcase type situation.
Soup.
Suitcase.
Soup.
Not soup case.
Can you tell me what a soup case is?
Man, how far deep into this rabbit hole do you want to go, Brandon? Like
as deep as we possibly can.
Boy. Actually, I'm just
making
a reference.
It's relevant
to the root of the word portmanteau is that it was like a suitcase.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah.
See, I learned something. So, anyway, apparently, I don't know what a portmanteau is, but
I'm actually just schooling you.
I love to be in school. Brendan's doing something.
Brendan's over here with his butt in my face.
So you may or may not know, since you don't know who Beyonce is, you may not know that she actually headlined Coachella about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And that it was a complete fucking surprise. I didn't know it was happening. I went to sleep. I woke up the next day. And my whole world was upside down.
But you weren't at Coachella.
That doesn't matter.
Literally
no one who
life.
Was freaking out about it knew that it was happening either. Or were at Coachella themselves. Curtis, so people get caught up in things. Sporting events. elections. Russia investigations and Coachella.
I didn't know the presidential election was going to happen at Coachella.
Well, that's actually, God, that's kind of dark, but that's probably what's going to happen in the future. Oh, no.
That's our, we Brendan have just some, knocked over a lot
we
of
We have
things.
Some discordant in, activity.
In his quest
the,
for inner peace that he's got going on right now.
Look, so two things happened. Beyonce headlined Coachella, and I love Beyonce.
Yep.
And
also, for everyone listening, I do know who Beyonce is. So
he's now lying. Anyway, she's the most incredible pop star in the history of history.
Okay.
So, and the second thing that happened is I had to have a topic for this podcast, and so I started to wonder about how I could combine those two things.
Right.
And it turns out that I went down a rabbit hole that I was not expecting to go down. Which is that I now probably believe that Beyonce and her husband, Jay-Z.
Jason Z. Jason
that's,
Z.
That is not even remotely his name, but yeah.
We had an episode about Jason Z.
Really? You
yeah,
did?
Yeah, about how he's immortal.
Oh, okay. So the other thing about him is that he and his wife rule the Illuminati.
Right. And if he's immortal, that would, I mean... makes sense, because if you're immortal, that gives you a lot of time to work your way up the ranks of the Illuminati.
It turns out that the history of the Illuminati is a little more hodgepodge than you might believe.
I can believe a lot of hodgepodge-ness. Don't you worry.
Okay, so... look, like she definitely runs the Illuminati with her husband, Jay-Z, and I would even maybe venture to guess that... Jay-Z has very little to do with it. That, in fact, it's just Beyonce. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Beyonce is perfect and Jay-Z is awful.
Okay.
And because that's how the Illuminati works. You say something about them and you believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the information about the Illuminati does come from just broad, generalized speculation.
It's not even speculation. It's never it's never presented as speculation. It is an assertion.
Uh huh.
And which is actually, well, we'll get to that. It's really fascinating. But here's something that I think is really funny. Am I going to break something if I do this? Okay. So this is an article from this year.
Okay.
Do you know who Charlie Daniels is?
No.
Me either. And I didn't look into it. I guess I could have. He looks to me like a country star.
This is a picture of an old white man with a Santa beard and wearing a big cowboy hat. Yeah.
Yeah. So, country musician. Oh, maybe that's why I think he's a country star. And noted conservative.
That would be why we haven't heard of him.
Right. Yes. No. Right. Because my sort of music is not country.
Not country.
I know the Dixie Chicks. I had a crush on Shania Twain when I was very young.
When
until
you were
now.
Shania aged.
Nope. I'm still not Shania aged. I think.
There are sorry folks. A boat just passed by. SS Titanic just sailed on by, had to honk its horn. We actually are in the ocean. We're recording from the ocean today. We had to get out of the bunker for reasons, and now we're just in the middle of
Curtis, you don't have to protect me. That was my farting.
That was not your farting. That was a big boat. I won't tell you what ocean we're in for our own safety, but we're in an ocean.
Right. We never reveal our location.
Yeah. I'm not, I think there are some problems with the stream audio going on.
That's probably what's happening. That Brendan is giving us a tired nod.
And I think that that is why there was a boat noise just now. And I really... for the sake of the recording, do hope they heard the boat noise.
Me too. So yes, that, I think that needs to be held on to for prosperity.
Yeah.
Prosperity. Oh, all right. So look, at this man.
He's a man.
Now, with Charlie Daniels, the man who sang Devil Came Down to Georgia, which I only know because of the video game Guitar Hero.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know that song.
Charlie
either.
The Devil Came Down to Georgia. Yes, and that, then that, the violin plays.
The fiddle part. Yes, yes, exactly. Yes, yes. Wow, you know exactly what song it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you were just lying. You played Guitar Hero.
I think so, probably. I don't know. I don't know if I played that specific Guitar Hero.
Well, that's the issue. I think it was Guitar Hero 3.
I don't know.
I wasn't really aware of the numbering system. Anyway, before we get to him, I just have a question for you, which, you know, we'll go kind of quickly through the beginning again. Who is Beyonce? Do you know who Beyonce is?
I do know who Beyonce is.
Yes. And I do too.
I want everyone who is listening to please note that Curtis is a lying sack of lying.
Lying sack of lying.
I prefer to be called lying sack of noise.
Can we call you a bag of noise?
Big.
Big.
A big.
Bag of noise.
A bag of noise.
Get a bag of noise over there.
Okay, bag of noise. You're a liar, but that's fine. He doesn't know who Beyonce is. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's just
she's married to Jay-Z.
Jason
Z. Yes.
His name is not Jason.
Jason Zed. I actually forget his full name. Is it Sean Carter? It's
yes.
Carter. It's something Carter. I don't know if it's Sean.
I believe it's Sean.
Jazzy.
That's
Jason Jazzy Sean Carter.
Do you know why he got the name Jay-Z?
I actually don't know that.
Okay, because we actually discussed this on this podcast.
Okay, can you catch me up?
It was like one of his idols was named like Jay and then another letter. And he was always frequently known as Jazzy.
Your LL Cool J's, your J Cole's, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
I see.
There was someone named like JD or something, like JB. And he was
JD
like,
is the guy from Scrubs.
Okay, I mean a lot of people are named
and that was Jay-Z's idol, right? Growing up on
yes,
the streets.
Yes.
In the rap game, it was JD from Scrubs.
Look, because Jay-Z rules the Illuminati, he did this.
Yes,
please note that I'm holding up the Rock Nation symbol, which is just a triangle, which is why people think that Jay-Z rules the Illuminati. And he looked into the future and he saw Scrubs and he was like,
yo Scrubs.
That's got to be my name. Jay-Z.
Damn, Turkle Dog.
Turkle Dog? Is that a Scrubs reference?
Have you guys not watched Scrubs?
Not religiously.
Yeah, not religiously.
Look,
is the correct answer.
Look, that show is a gem. You guys are really missing out.
Look, it's just a house riff.
A house riff.
Or maybe
it's not a riff on House at all.
Maybe an ER riff. We'll call it an ER riff.
I don't even... I mean...
It's really just, easy to point at Scrubs and say, oh, you're just riffing on a doctor show.
It's just a comedy doctor show. And it's so good.
I know. I love Scrubs.
Look, you need
but
to
not
watch
religiously.
More Scrubs. You need to watch more Scrubs.
I've watched a lot of Scrubs. I just don't love
I've
Scrubs.
I've watched a lot of Scrubs.
Me too. Curtis and I, well...
What's next on the Beyonce topic?
Well, that was a really great swivel, Curtis. Big a noise. Look, I basically my premise here is that I really believe that Beyonce rules the Illuminati with
yes.
an iron glittering fist.
Why is that?
Wouldn't it be like an iron high heel or something like that?
Well, Beyonce has all things.
A steel stiletto.
She also has fists, though.
Look, I mean, I wouldn't say, and I'm no expert on Beyonce lore by any stretch, but I don't know that stilettos are her primary.
I think she wears them a lot, though.
Sure. I mean,
but you're right. Yeah, sure. I mean, just like any diva.
This is all semantics here. It's not really.
Well, semantics is an interesting. we'll get there. So look, given my premise that Beyonce with her husband Sean Carter, Jay-Z, Jason Zed, etc.
You pulled rules... up this article here,
right? That's what I'm getting
okay,
to.
Okay,
so
good.
With the premise that she and Jay-Z rule the Illuminati, I want you to wonder what Charlie Daniels is doing, issuing grim warnings to Taco Bell about the Illuminati.
You see,
they don't seem related. You're right.
That is, yeah. That is a great headline, by the way.
It's an incredible.
It's incredible.
Wow! And look at this first. Look at this lead. Drop the chalupa and listen up, Taco Bell.
Charlie Daniels has a message for you.
Yeah, that's really. You can't listen while you're holding a chalupa. It's just too much.
It's true.
Well, the
your
chalupa
focus is too much there.
There are a lot of ears in chalupas, so you really don't want to.
They suck up all the noise.
Yeah.
So
right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like our mics do to our recording.
Program. Correct. That is how. This works. Apparently, this was in reference to an ad campaign that Taco Bell ran called the Bellunati. I can't even
Bellunati or something like that.
Bellunati.
Yeah, I saw this trailer where they had, or not trailer, but the commercial where they had like a bunch of like dollar bill and
yeah, right.
You know, like
all the symbology, right?
All, like, not, yeah, the symbology,
the eye on the dollar and the numerology and all that shit. Yeah. It's so much. I don't think that there's follow up to this. I don't know why this man said this, and no one else does either.
Out of all the people that would have said something about this, out of all the famous people, this is not the person who I would have pegged. I mean, to be fair. You know, I don't know much about this guy.
He says,
so.
"Hey, Taco Bell, the
Illuminati is not a frivolous subject."
Yeah, the Illuminati. Yeah, I was saying that sentence.
Whoa,
we're the same person.
Okay.
Whoa,
the Illuminati is not a frivolous subject.
I think he's mad at Taco Bell for like making light of the Illuminati and not taking it seriously enough.
Because you know, a lot of people joke about the Illuminati. There's a lot of videos on YouTube where people joke about it. You know, all of the like, you know. The like X-Files music, you know, plays Illuminati or whatever. And like, you know, it's all fun and games until the Illuminati comes out and
Beyonce's knocking at your door.
Yeah.
And it's, but why, like, what if you had to draw a leadership chart of the Illuminati with Beyonce and Jay-Z at the top, with Beyonce slightly above Jay-Z, where do you think Charlie Daniels is? And why is he the guy on the streets going, this is not a frivolous topic?
I think
you shouldn't be talking about
that. Well, I think he's saying he's not a part of the Illuminati and is...
look at this man.
Oh no. I definitely think that he is
100% in the Illuminati.
He is so part of the Illuminati, and he's just like, look, guys, it's not a joke.
Look,
I think that's what he's saying.
He has a song called "The Devil." Went down to Georgia.
Okay, why the emphasis on Georgia?
That's what I'm wondering.
Because he's part of the Illuminati.
Georgia is like where the Illuminati. Like,
everybody knows that Georgia is based out of the.
Georgia has seven letters.
Reverse
in it,
that.
Illuminati
is based out of Georgia.
Clearly, like a reference to the Illuminati.
Seven.
I counted.
Yeah, but why seven?
Why not?
Okay.
Hold on.
Can I
hold
show?
So
let's, okay. Where are you taking us?
Yeah.
You've shown us this Charlie Daniels, Taco Bell, Illuminati shit. We're talking about
now
Beyonce.
Yes, we are. And now I want you to tell me what you know about their twins.
Hold on. Before we go in, you know, before we go down this rabbit hole.
Okay, sure.
I'd like you to tell us, I mean, because for the audience that, you know, is ill-informed, that doesn't know, what is the Illuminati, Brandon?
Brandon, it's complicated.
And that's why I want you to explain.
So they're a sect of humans who definitely exist in the current day, but have existed for a very long time, reaching back to the 1800s. This complex article has a little more information about them here. There's a bunch of stuff about. maybe it's a little higher.
An ancient organization.
It's
but basically,
it's the 1700s, and it was Bavarian. Oh God, let's bring that back up.
Bavarian, southern Germany.
Yes, precisely. A whole bunch of people were in it, and it was real. But the people in political power at the time sort of didn't like it. They were Christian, and there was something intellectual about the nature of the group that the Christian orthodoxy in Bavaria did not like. And so they sort of, over I think a course of like 40 years, kind of went into
the shadows.
Yes, the shadows.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's That doesn't even matter.
That, yeah.
Because they persisted beyond that point.
Yeah.
Is the generally believed truth.
And the, I mean, the thing that everyone knows is that it's called the New World Order.
Right.
In which the idea behind that is that instead of having several countries that then govern basically
direct.
Yes.
Yeah.
People who govern specific countries, what if we just got rid of all that? What if we just had one government for the entire world? Which theoretically, you know, I mean, like Futurama pokes fun at that, where we have you know, the Earth being having the whole you know, under one government.
Right.
So the idea,
you know, our current life is sort of a stupid joke about how we're just directed by one force led by Beyonce.
Yeah. Regardless, yes. The idea is that we are governed by one group.
Yes.
One group for the entire world.
Absolutely.
Instead of, you know, voting and doing all the things that like Americans would do or other countries would do. All of this doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And conspiracy theories hate this idea. They're very, very afraid of the concept of one world order.
Yes.
Which is reasonable. Well, I would say that maybe all humans should be afraid of that.
I'm afraid of this too.
Yeah. 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 However, Beyonce is a benevolent leader, and we're blessed by her presence and her leadership.
Okay, okay.
And her
okay,
golden so, crown.
So let's get into why you think that Beyonce is at the head of the Illuminati.
You were talking about her twins.
Yes.
Right, yeah. So did you know that they had twins?
I knew that they had. Beyonce had twins because the information was force-fed to me by the world I live in.
That's because Beyonce rules the world you live in. Oh, wow, they don't have the image in here.
We don't need a picture.
Well, did you see the announcement photo?
Yes.
So do you remember it? She's sort of, she's holding her pregnant belly, and she's on her knees, and she's sort of faced to the right in profile a little bit. Do you remember this?
Sure.
What shape
is
Beyonce in that photograph?
What shape is Beyonce in that photograph? I don't know. I was lying about remembering this photograph.
It's a triangle. It's a triangle.
Okay. Hold on. Please pull up this image for the viewers and myself.
Okay, fine.
Because I need to see this.
Folks at home, I can only assume you can Google Beyonce something.
Yeah. What are we Googling here?
Beyonce, let's see. Brandon's Googling Beyonce twin announcement photo.
Announcement.
Brandon, and he's not clicking on images. He's looking at
articles.
He's looking at articles. Now he's clicked on the image. Here are several pictures of Beyonce. There's a picture of Beyonce almost.
Yeah,
new,
pull that up. Pull that up big.
And pregnant, very pregnant.
Where is this triangle?
Well, she does appear triangular if you look at her whole veil, knees, shoop, veil.
Shoop.
Yeah, I mean,
she's a triangle.
and like, I'll give it to you. She's a triangle sort of in the sense that a person is sort of triangular when they have a veil over their head.
And they're kneeling.
But you're right. She could be less triangular.
She could not be more triangular in this moment if she tried.
I think she could be more.
I definitely think that she could.
There could be like some wooden framework around her.
By the way, I think that more people should take photos like this for like their baby announcements.
I think I might just take.
It's a gorgeous photo. And I got to say, I'm not going to pull it up right now, but the photo she takes, the follow-up photo she takes after they're born when she's holding them, mm-hmm. is gorgeous. You know, this is just me actually loving Beyonce. She's gorgeous in the photo. The children are gorgeous. It's kind of anyway, well, we can stop talking about that. And, oh, not this one, not yet. So they named their children Sir and Rumi.
Right, and it was fraternal twins. Is that correct? Were they identical twins?
I believe they're identical twins.
Identical twins. So they're both male.
They're both male?
No.
Male? They're female?
They're, oh, you know, I guess, Huh.
I guess it's fraternal.
So fraternal means that there's one boy and one girl. And
or that they just don't look similar.
Not identical
twins. Not identical.
Do we need to talk about the biology of how twins are produced, Brandon? So
I thought you
twins...
could be an identical twin and just have very similar features but be male and female.
No.
Okay, all right.
It's very not possible.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's just a matter of perception. Obviously, I don't have a lot of respect for the word identical.
Identical means they have... So identical twin means the sperm fertilizes the egg, and then that...
Okay.
And then
I'm
going to
pull up this picture
develop,
while we're doing
and then
it.
And then it literally splits into two different beings, and it's, but it started as one cell.
Oh, I see. So
one
the distinction is not what comes out,
splits
but...
splits into two beings that then... mature, and so they are literally
identical,
like, the same DNA.
So the distinction is how the egg,
and so
yes,
and so
fraternal
twins once we... is when two eggs are released.
I see
from the ovaries, and
I
then
see.
Both of those are fertilized.
I see,
and so there it's just like siblings at that point genetically.
Holy shit! Thank you for I didn't know that. So so they're fraternal twins.
They are fraternal twins. One's male, one's female.
One's male, one's female. One of them is named Sir. Sir Carter is his name. Sir
so
Carter.
His, so it's just his first name is Sir, his last name is Carter.
Correct.
Yeah.
What,
and so
okay, hold on. What is it with celebrities and naming them weird names?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay, good.
And so
I'm glad that we're talking about
yes,
this.
And so and then the second is Rumi Carter. Rumi, R-U-M-I. It's the name of a famous poet. Apparently, according to this article, the best-selling poet in the United States
is named Rumi.
Okay,
but
great.
He's a very he's a 13th century Persian poet.
Okay.
So I here are the rock solid associations between the Illuminati and the names of their twins.
Right.
Sir Carter sounds pretty distinguished.
Yeah.
Rock solid.
That's what and this is the article you're looking at right now.
Yes.
That says that. It does sound like a knight or something, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Like Sir Carter, and then sure. We think of knights to be kind of Illuminati-ish, I guess.
Here's an anecdote from a rapper who's named Sir the Baptist. While I was performing Heaven at Made in America, I saw a golf cart pull up during the set, Sir Baptist recalled later, adding, I walked off behind the stage to head back to the dressing room, and Jay-Z walked right up to me and said, Sir, I love your story, and I'm following you. Congratulations on a great set. And then Jay-Z named his son Sir. And that's how he is the leader of the Illuminati.
Hold on.
So
you lost me.
Well, I don't know how, because it's really like a clear line. Here's point A, here's point Z.
Point Jason Z.
Jason Z. Jason Z. Anyway, we're going to close this article now because it's bullshit.
I also hold on. I also want to point out that they also gave their child their first child, who was 5, I believe, when they were born.
Not
when they were born, but when the new children were born.
she was born 5.
Her name is.
Did you know that's possible?
Her name is
Brandon,
Blue Ivy.
To be born 5.
I didn't know that.
her name is Blue Ivy, which is also a very bizarre and weird name.
It is a bizarre name, and there's an awesome breakdown of what that could mean in terms of her, in terms of their lineage for being part of the Illuminati. Blue Ivy. The letters in Blue Ivy are B-L-U-E-I-V-Y. And
you're
so
correct.
That can break down to born living under evil, Illuminati's
very
youngest.
Wow. That's a great, like, you know, you have to make those like word poems with your name, and it's
right.
Like,
yes.
Curtis, cool, understanding,
recommended.
Rioting. Oh, okay. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But so that's what hers will be. That's someone did that with her name.
No, Curtis, that's the living record
that's
of
what
why,
that means.
Of what she is. She was born living under evil. She is the Illuminati's very youngest. Not anymore, though.
Not anymore.
Man, you could really take like anyone's
anything.
Name and just make it sound like they're
absolutely.
Illuminati.
Yeah,
like...
well, that's not what's happening here. She's they're definitely part of the Illuminati.
Right, okay.
Definitely.
Well, she's not the very youngest anymore.
Look, these things don't date super well. Look, she's definitely part of the Illuminati, but I cannot say
little baby. Oh wait, they grew up and now they're an adult named Little Baby.
I can't vouch for like the foresight in these names. I can just tell you that they're true.
Look, yeah, I mean, you know, some names don't have a lot of foresight. For instance, there's some gold medalist woman skier whose name is Peekaboo. That's her first name. And her parents, they were like, "All right, we're not going to name our child. We're going to let her name herself." Later. And so
what do you mean, like when the kid learned to talk,
like how old was she was like,
"What's your name? You get to decide." And she chose Peekaboo.
But they didn't wait long enough.
They did not wait long enough. She didn't have the cognition necessary to really wait a second. So she's a skier and her name's Peekaboo.
Yeah.
So when she comes over the ridge, they can go Peekaboo.
Yes. Peekaboo.
You know what? Actually, she's a genius.
She's a genius.
She's probably part of the Illuminati.
She knew that she was going to become
a
skier.
She's like going through the slaloms, like back and forth around those slides.
Yeah.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo, peekaboo, peekaboo. And she says it to herself, and the whole crowd says it to her, and it's just screaming.
Just everyone, all the time.
Yeah, great event.
Yeah.
Actually, great event. Let's get an anime called Peekaboo, and it's just the main character saying peekaboo at dramatic moments.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It really does.
I'm really on board with this. I can fully imagine the entire show right now.
So here's another thing, and this is the last rock solid piece of proof you need that Jay-Z is part of the Illuminati. Besides, you know, other things like Beyonce throwing the Rock Nation symbol, which again is just a triangle
with his hands.
At the Super Bowl, which, you know, wow, superb, what a stage.
The superb owl. Yep.
Yes. Wow. Oh, God. You can't call it that. So recently, last year, Jay-Z released an album and it is called 444.
Yep.
The public story, because, you know, there has to be a public story, is that Jay-Z woke up at 4:44 a.m. with the song in his head. And he was feeling ravaged about it. It's a song about just like the
number four.
No, it's about the depths of his soul and how rock bottom he's gotten and all this shit about how masculinity is shitty and all that. It's a pretty good album. It's a pretty good song.
Sounds like he has a hard life.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess you cheat on Beyonce, she's probably going to make your life hard because she's perfect. Yeah. So anyway, so this article ostensibly is making fun of the people who are seeing the importance and the significance of the Illuminati in his work, but it presents the proof nonetheless. Despite the mocking, it presents the proof, which is rock solid, which is, you know, it's 444. Jay-Z previously had a song called 22 Twos. And so if you add those together, you get 666.
Wait, so 222 plus 444.
No. Curtis, you know what I'm doing. You add two to the first four. You add the first two to the first four. You add the second two to the second four. You add the second.
Brandon, it still works.
It's
you don't have to make
thing.
This distinction. Like,
oh, you're right.
Okay.
Oh man,
222 plus 444
really deeply
equals 666.
Like it's still. Works. I think it's still important that you add the first two to the first four, et cetera, et cetera.
You can add them however you want, and they still equal to that number.
Yep, absolutely.
You could add the last four to the first four, or the last four to the first two.
You cannot add the fours.
You're right.
That's
you're right. That is wrong. You can add the last four to the first two. Math checks out.
So Brandon's learned a lot tonight.
I sure have. And so
the human reproductive system, about math. I taught you about the portmanteau earlier. So
you taught me about the absolutely. Do you
biology,
feel like you're not learning a lot
like
about Jay-Z
language,
and Beyonce?
English class.
I feel like
if, math class.
I feel like the things that we're learning about Jay-Z and Beyonce, it's taking a backseat to the lessons that you're learning, Brandon.
It's just everyone's so happy to see you come so far.
Of course.
In such a short amount of time.
I am the protagonist in my own animated feature called Brandon's Life.
Brandon's life.
Brandon's life.
Yes, Brandon's life.
You see, I frequently live that life because people screw up my name as well. So I'm also living in Brandon's life.
So do you feel like your life is sometimes a bootleg of my life?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it just happens. It's okay. I get it. Okay.
That's why...
People can't pronounce Brendan sometimes, so...
No, of course, I understand.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm called Brendan, so in some ways I live a bootleg of your life on occasion too.
Sometimes.
Does that feel...
It makes me feel a little bit better.
Cool, good. Yeah. I'm glad. We're doing a lot of good stuff here. Look.
I'm looking.
Beyonce, as I've said numerous times, is perfect and is the leader of the world. She even directly... confronts it in her song Formation when she says, y'all niggas, oh no, wait, no, she doesn't say that. She says, y'all haters funny with that Illuminati shit. You see, she's making light of it to divert attention from it.
I don't know if we can say that word on Twitch, by the way.
Well, so, I don't know if
so there's that.
It was not a hard R.
It was not. Okay. It was not. I think we're probably fine.
Brandon, also, I'm black.
Yeah, Brandon's black.
I mean, that's true.
we can fight Twitch. I don't actually want to do
Twitch,
that.
If Twitch, like, gives sends us a message, we'll just send back Brandon's black.
Watch the VOD. You'll see.
The VOD.
Let's get these lights off of you so you look darker.
Okay.
Because actually, I'm looking at the image right now, and
I look
pretty light.
You're
not looking real black in the image there.
You look like Pierre Tellet.
God.
No one knows who that is.
Oh, I know who that is.
We all know who that is. Everyone who listened last week or 2 weeks ago knows who that is.
Oh, that
remember,
guy.
Remember
the
guy that guy.
I am.
The guy that he
to.
Is identical to.
Yeah. I'm
Pierre. I'm not Pierre. Right.
What?
I'm not Pierre.
You're not Pierre. No.
That's right, Chris. I'm
yeah,
not Pierre.
I
You're
forgot
not Pierre.
All about everything that happened before this past Thursday, because last Thursday is, you know, that one.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
What day is it today? It's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Sunday. Fuck. No, it's Sunday.
No, it's Saturday.
Oh my God.
Brandon, I did a whole intro earlier about
Saturday
it being
night.
Saturday.
Yeah.
It's Saturday night.
It's Saturday night.
Yeah.
All right. So, look.
We need to get on topic.
You know, so I was really curious about the Illuminati, obviously. I came to believe in my 15 minutes of looking on the internet about the Illuminati and Jay-Z that Beyonce and Jay-Z rule the Illuminati. And then after that 15 minutes of rigorous Googling, I went and said, why the fuck? Where did this come from?
That's a good question.
You know, and it's a really bizarre situation. And I'm going to have to take you back to the 70s.
Okay.
I'm going to pull up this BBC article as well, just so I have it for reference. Okay. I didn't have any conception of how this came to be, so I was really curious what you guys think the genesis of the modern concept of the Illuminati is.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't really know.
I have no clue.
If we're talking about the modern concept of that.
Because,
yeah, the triangle
look,
and whatnot.
The
and,
legit situation, guys, is that the Illuminati was a thing that existed a few hundred years ago and then stopped existing.
Yeah.
It does not exist anymore, probably.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
It's an alluring concept anyway, right? Like, you look, you go through life and you start to think, why do things happen in this specific way? Why are these specific artists popular for the length of time that they are? Why are they not pop? Like, what did Avril Lavigne do to piss off the Illuminati that she sucks now? What did she do?
The conspiracy theory is that she died and she's been replaced.
Right.
But
by the Illuminati, probably.
Yeah, but we'll not get into that one.
Why did Brendan Fraser lose... his allure, like, why is he not a leading man anymore? And the true story to that is that he was broken by all the films he made, and
time just passed, you know. I mean, it's been like 15 years since Brendan Fraser.
There's actually a really sad story about Brendan Fraser, but we don't have to talk about it now. Well, but But if you if you're like if you haven't spoken to Brendan Fraser and he hasn't done an interview talking about
him, I also have not spoken to Brendan Fraser.
The Illuminati was decided that his wow factor had gone and he was no longer effective at moving their view of the world forward to the masses, and so they sidelined him. They could say you could say that about anything. So like, what the fuck?
Right.
It's wild. And so I went looking after my furious, rigorous, really attentive 15 minutes of Googling about Beyonce and the Illuminati. I went and did some actual looking into what the hell, where the hell the modern concept of the Illuminati came from. And it turns out it's kind of weird. So in the 70s, a popular way of spreading ideas was through zine culture, right? You produce these really small, cheap, easy to produce pieces of writing. They don't necessarily have any images, though they can. But you know, you have a friend who has a Xerox in his basement, and you go to them and you say, "Hey, I wrote this thing. It's 15 pages. It's some literature. I just want to pass it around to people," and they print it, and then some ideas get disseminated that way, right? Mm-hmm. So in the 70s, I think it was the 70s. Let me look at this. 1960s, actually. So this person, an author and broadcaster.
David Bramwell.
David Bramwell. Oh, wait a second. No, he's the guy who they interviewed for this thing.
Okay.
I can't remember.
David Bramwell.
Is it Robert Anton Wilson?
I think it is. So this guy, he thought that human beings, and I'm paraphrasing here, he thought that human beings were too easily swayed by information. You could present any kind of information to human beings and they would buy it with very little thought or investigation.
Huh.
And so
that sounds very similar to what we have today.
That's what I thought when I read it.
Nothing's changed.
And so he...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that guy was right.
He sure was. God. And so he produced this thing called the Principia Discordia.
Okay.
And it's basically this... I didn't read it. I think there's a PDF available on the internet, but I did not go looking for it because I tried to read a few excerpts a few times and I got tired. So like the basic premise is we had the Wikipedia page pulled open, but
now we have Beyonce here. Open.
Yeah, we do. We'll just leave that there because I have this here.
We're a very professional stream. Everyone bear with us while we
pull our hands up. See, I was really wrong about this. We'll get to Robert in a second.
So that's a different guy.
It's a couple of different guys. Greg Hill.
Greg Hill.
Who
brother of Hank Hill.
Yes. and so Bobby. They developed a religion called Discordian. Greg Hill's title in this religion is Malacalypse the Younger.
Ooh.
And then there's this other guy named Cary Thornley, and his name is Lord Omar Khayyam Ravenhurst.
All right.
So they developed a religious doctrine called the Discordian, and they follow the goddess Eris.
Is this one of those zines?
So the Principia Discordia was like a thing that they disseminated. It was really short at the time. I think it was only like 5 pages, and they re-released it 5 times over the course of a couple of decades with further detail as they went further down the rabbit hole. But so they have this thing where they're like, they separate reasoning into, you know, you have a perception of order and you have a perception of chaos, and your perception of order you have, like whatever defining feature you decide reality has, sort of orders the chaos around that idea, and then And then if you shift it, then the chaos doesn't shift, but your view of it does. And it's just like, duh, right? Like, that's how the world works. You mm-hmm. have perception of things and it coagulates into something that sort of makes sense because you've put these parameters on top of it. Mm-hmm. But like, where it gets weird is, well, they have a goddess, so that's already pretty strange.
Is it Beyonce?
Well, it is now.
Okay, it is now.
But it was Eris, who's a Greek god. Okay. I forget of what. God. Yeah. Where the... Oh, damn it. There was a breakdown of the ideas in this thing that I saw before, but it's not here anymore. Oh, here we go. Well, maybe it is this.
Again, bear with us as we put our pants on.
I don't have any pants, actually. Here's like an example of what they're going on about. It is only the ideas about reality which differ. Real, capital T, true reality is a level deeper than is the level of concept. We look at the world through windows on which have been drawn grids, parenthetical concepts. Different philosophies use different grids. A culture is a group of people with rather similar grids. Through a window, we view chaos and relate it to the points on our grid and thereby understand it. The order is in the grid. This is the aneuristic principle.
I can vibe with that.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, right, yeah. So we grew up in a world where the internet shapes things in really radical and strange ways on a daily basis. But so I guess my understanding is that this religion sort of has a strange humorous take on this. Like, it doesn't take itself too seriously about it, which is why it has a goddess, I think, and all this other shit, and why his name is Lord Omar Kayan Ravenhurst, because Christ. Why? Right. I hope that's not serious. Mm-hmm. And so this other thing that I was talking about, the Illuminatus trilogy by Robert Anton Wilson? Wilson, yeah. So he took these ideas proposed by the Principia Discordia and ran with them. And so he, like, in this trilogy of books, which I assume you can find on the internet, called the Illuminatus trilogy, he pits their little group, the Principia Discordia people, against the Illuminati, thereby creating the myth that the Illuminati exist and, like, that they're a secret cabal.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, like, literally it started out as a joke.
Okay.
About our perception of reality and how anyone will buy anything.
Yeah, that I really believe that.
I very much believe yes. that.
And so it's like a little infuriating because their point, like, is like constantly proven.
Yeah, it's proven again
every
and again,
step of the
and
way.
Also, they just like have degenerated the world, but they're like, they made a point, right? And I'm like, well, at what cost? Because look how much you've ruined everything.
Yeah,
you were right.
Yeah, thank you for revealing
think it's actually true.
There's so many people who believe in the Illuminati,
and now and Twitter exists. And it just like perpetuates itself constantly and endlessly.
Just additional ways for people to put out their opinion on things.
Yeah,
and their outlook. I mean,
and they're completely false and unsubstantiated belief about something.
I mean, we have the fact that we have a platform here to talk to people.
Right. It's,
you know, it's literally the same thing.
Yeah.
It is the fact that we have this platform makes it also very easy for other people to then progress these thoughts about the Illuminati and that this is an
and that
issue.
Beyonce rules the world.
And that Beyonce is in charge of the Illuminati and rules the Illuminati in the world.
The entire world.
Yeah.
I think this is interesting on its face because it's like we've been saying, it's every time our world unfurls in some small way, we see it. It's just fake, and but also not fake. It's just the way the mind works, the way it adapts to truth and reality and all this. Donald Trump can say kafifi and we can immediately say, well, that's some shit. That's
something.
He's talking to the Russians right now. He's saying, please help me.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Whatever he may be saying. Yeah.
He was probably drunk and it was 4 a.m. So, you know, like.
Yeah.
He was probably tired.
He probably just misspelled a word.
He was tweeting real hard that night. I don't remember exactly what else was happening, but, you know, his thumbs are probably just tired. But he was also talking to the Russians.
And if people can give a meaning to that, people are going to progress that and send it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people, you know, like, oh, it's just a meme.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, there's a lot of people who were believing that, oh, look, this is also.
Yeah, this like Arabic word.
This means something.
Yeah.
It's so much. I think that's the second time we've talked about that since I came onto the podcast.
Yeah. But, well, kafifi is just one of my favorite things.
It's really fucking funny. The other thing I want to say about the Illuminati and the reason I focus so much on Beyonce at the outset is that there's something really strange in particular about the association of the Illuminati with music.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go through this complex article a little bit because there's this rapper named Prodigy who kind of butted heads with Jay-Z in the 90s about this very thing. That I think is kind of interesting, and he ends up saying some cool stuff at the end of the article that I want to get into. But my personal feeling about this is that Lady Gaga and some other artists are often brought up in this, but I think that it's often black artists, R&B and rap artists who get wrapped up in this.
We're like targeted by conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, saying that they're part of the Illuminati. And right. I think that there's something inherently racist about the idea that you're only so powerful because you have this cabal backing you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's also like this idea of like, we're the white victims.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But also we love your music and yay you. But whatever, right? forgive me. So here's this paragraph, and actually I'm just gonna read this a little bit because it's super fucking interesting.
Okay.
Illuminati want my mind, my soul, and my body. Secret society trying to keep they eye on me, but I'ma stay incognite in places they can't find me. That's a quote from a song by Prodigy. The story of how the Illuminati first ended up in a rap song is a lot like your average Illuminati conspiracy. There's a Byzantine plot and a shifting cast of somewhat famous characters with varying allegiances and interests. The genesis of the lyrics quoted above from the 1995 remix of LL Cool J's I Shot Ya involves a beef between Tupac and that song's featured artist Keith Murray. Murray's subsequent beef with Mobb Deep's Prodigy and a notable cameo from a 15-year-old Foxy Brown. The particulars aren't especially important, which is generally, this is me now, generally true about anything to do with Illuminati conspiracy theories. The details don't matter, which is why I yelled about Beyonce for so long, because everything they said was ridiculous and doesn't make any sense and has no basis in anything. except that people are saying it.
Welcome, I know.
So what is important is that line from Prodigy that everyone remembers. It was the first time the Illuminati was mentioned prominently on wax, nestled in the middle of a needlessly complex series of beefs. Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body.
Can I point out that it's great how many times this article has said the word beef so far?
Yeah. Well, it's a complex article, so it's about rap. You know, like, it's going to say beef a lot.
They got a lot of beefs, man.
I really like that the word for a fight amongst rappers also is beef. It's really ideal. It's because beef is a funny word on its own. And then you just, it was the beginning of an entirely new school of thought in hip-hop, one as intelligent and informed as it was suspicious and paranoid. Prodigy was referring to the Illuminati conspiracy theory, the idea that there's a network of shadowy, powerful individuals bent on controlling society by rebuilding it as a new world order under a totalitarian worldwide government. Around the same time, CeeLo Green made reference to it on Cell Therapy, claiming traces of the New World Order. Time is getting shorter if we don't get prepared. People, it's gonna be a slaughter.
Mentions of the Illuminati and hip-hop quickly spiked from there. Jay-Z sampled Prodigy's line from "I Shot Ya for Devils" on his 1996 debut Reasonable Doubt, sparking rumors that persist to this day that he is associated with the organization. Uber God, I assume that's what this means, encouraged listeners to get your shit together before the fucking Illuminati hit in 1997 on Wu-Tang Clan's Impossible. There's a quote from Prodigy around here somewhere. No, there's not. So the article, I think it's in here somewhere, but so Prodigy then, because of his "Illuminati want my mind, soul, and body" line, becomes like this nexus in our understanding of Illuminati's relationship with rap. Because he has that line and he's referencing something, and it seems strange that it's all popping up around the same time in the late 90s. And it's especially strange that it has this, that it catches on in the way that it does. Like, mm-hmm. And I think this kind of speaks to why conspiracy theories spread in the first place, there's something strange about the world around you, something lacking, and so you fill it with something.
Right. There's all these pieces and you want to connect them,
and they don't, yeah, but you like but make you, you convince mm-hmm. yourself that it's there. Yeah,
your brain's good at making a puzzle.
Yeah. And so I think for Prodigy what that ends up meaning is that the people who run the music industry, not even the people who run the music industry itself, you know, it's not just the Illuminati. It's just human beings who want to make money, directing your feelings about a specific artist or, the way they say things or their, how sexual they are. It's all meant to convince you of something so that you participate in it. Mm-hmm. He has this quote here. "I can't smile without somebody claiming it's symbolic, so it doesn't matter what I do at this point in time. I think about it after the fact. Like, here we go, here's a triangle behind me, but it's just shapes. That means every trigonometry class..." Oh, this isn't him. "That means every trigonometry class is the Illuminati. Every optometrist that makes you cover your eye when you go for an eye exam is Illuminati. Some of this stuff is outlandish to me. But," he continues, "I believe in secret societies. I joined a fraternity. There are all sorts of secret connections and relationships that go on. I think that there are people in power, and people in power can make decisions." That's Lecrae, an independent rapper who has won two Grammys.
I mean, I can agree with him. I definitely feel like, you know, whether the Illuminati exists or not, and whether it is just, you know, something that they made up as a joke and to see if people would flock to it and follow it or fear it, you know, whether it is that or it is an actual organization that is, you know, controlling the world or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that there are already actual secret societies that do exist. I mean, the first episode of this podcast was about the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, and they mentioned that in this. That's the rich people get there, and they have people, an owl as their
and they uh-huh. do like satanic rituals. Yeah, and totally. It's like some Alex Jones thing where he infiltrates and finds the
sounds good.
Yeah,
finds all the gay frogs.
In this
finds
article,
all the gay frogs.
do you know? Are you familiar with the rap artist Drake?
Which one is he?
So he's the one who played Fortnite.
Oh, he's the one who played Fortnite on Twitch.
Yes, yes. So one of his big things is an owl, and so there's a quote in here from some rapper who's like, "Yo, you gotta get into this Drake shit. You gotta go investigate that. Why is his logo an owl? If you got this Bohemian Grove shit and you got this Drake shit, what's happening?" It's ridiculous. But also maybe Drake is part of the Bohemian Grove. It's all Illuminati shit.
I don't know who goes to the Bohemian Grove.
And there's like, we know for a fact that like our society is built around like corporations that are all trying to gain as much power as they possibly can, not even secretly, you know, like they're all just working as hard as they can to have as much money as possible and as much sway in the world as possible. And like, So yeah, and they're very upfront about what they're doing.
Yep. Like, yeah.
And that, sure, that's just as malevolent as a secret society doing it might be, you know?
And you know, we know that they're doing it, but we can't see them.
But yeah, we don't know. And all we don't. The
and we.
Yeah.
And we don't know. Who exactly they are. We don't know what sort of goals they have besides making money, or if it's just making money, or the really intimate and small ways that they manipulate all of us with any small thing that they put out into the world. Like, fucking goddamn it, Drake. Playing Fortnite. I downloaded Fortnite. I hate it. I hate myself. I hate that about myself, but I downloaded Fortnite, and that's actually not that small of a thing. Who knows what Facebook's doing to me? It's awful. But right.
Yeah.
And I think Prodigy's words here are pretty good. This is the quote I actually wanted to say a few minutes ago that I was ramping up to the end, and I read the wrong quote, but it worked out anyway.
It's a good quote.
It doesn't even matter who they are. Says Prodigy, these people are so powerful we don't know who the fuck they are. They'll never let their identity be known. Money means nothing to them. It's about power and control. It's that old fight for your soul against good versus evil. It's a power trip thing. They want power and they feed off of power. If you do this research, you'll see that something is happening. Somebody is in control of it. I don't really agree with this quote because it is a little too close to actually believing in conspiracy theories for my taste. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all—it's leaning a little too far.
And it's such a fine line because, like, the conspiracy theories people believe in are, like, so ridiculous and, like, so, like, sort of irrelevant to what's actually happening. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's fluoride in the water. And it's like, dude, there doesn't have to be fluoride in the water for all of us to be, like, manipulated and controlled by corporations
and
whatnot.
And, you know, Flint, Michigan is a thing. So, actually, that's worse. We should deal with that.
I mean...
Sorry, I know I'm always getting so real. I gotta stop.
The big reason, so a lot of people don't know this, but the reason why I decided to start this podcast, is specifically because I have a coworker who like, I was at work and I run to the bathroom and I come back and he is preaching to another one of my coworkers, and then we waste 45 minutes of our time listening to him go on and on and on. And I am laughing my ass off. I'm texting one of my other coworkers. I'm texting Sakif.
Yes.
About this. And I'm like, look, you know, so-and-so is so crazy. Like, what is going on? And you know, that's the reason why I started the podcast. But that's the issue. He is the issue. He is, you know, picking up everything. He's picking up all the little hints here and there and going in and, you know, reading into every little thing when a lot of this isn't even the issue. These are not the issues that we should be focusing on because it's all just bogus. It doesn't mean anything. It's nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's what bugs me a lot with these conspiracy theories. You know, we're still going to talk about it on the show because it's loads of fun to talk about.
Yeah, it totally is hilarious.
It is loads of fun to point fingers at it.
And what I would say too is like in sitting down to like the first thing that came to mind when I thought about making a topic, my first topic for the show was Beyonce, because I think like I participate in pop culture and I think Beyonce is awesome. She's great. And then I thought about her being in charge of the Illuminati, the supreme queen of the Illuminati. And I tried to find a really intricate web of like beliefs and like a stage of some kind that like held this up. And there wasn't any. That's why I ended up getting down this rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Like, why does the Illuminati became such a thing? But absolutely. I think we should continue to poke at this.
I mean, yeah. Yes. I mean, and you know, for all the viewers out there, we are going to continue to do this podcast because it's a lot of fun, but you just need to realize that a lot of the stuff that we are going to end up talking about, you know, we're going to try and shed light on some things. You know, for instance, I became somewhat of a slight believer in during the 9/11 episodes. You know, I went in and, you know, found that there were some discrepancies there, that it seems like they were really trying to cover up some slight thing. But a lot of the stuff that we're going to end up talking about, we're really just poking fun at it. So really don't take this podcast too seriously. We're here to make you laugh. We're here to make us laugh.
Yes.
And that's why we do it. every episode that we do, that's why we do it.
That's right, folks. I didn't say anything there, so I felt like I needed to come in, and I still don't really have any content to add.
I didn't want to end up as preachy as we ended up being.
Yes, that's right. Sorry. I do this.
So, Brandon, I feel that we're heading towards a close. Do you have any end thoughts for us to lay with?
I sure as hell do. During my ferocious, rigorous, studious 15 minutes of Googling about Beyonce conspiracy theories, I discovered one
and,
that...
And you shouldn't under... Like, you can get a lot of research done in 15 minutes of Googling.
It's true. Right?
Absolutely.
Pull up the big screen.
Pull up the big screen. So Beyonce killed Joan Rivers. This is... In my notes, I wrote... Number 12 is exceptional. Here's the laydown. Joan Rivers passed away in 2014. Do you know who Joan Rivers is, Curtis?
That lady that I'm staring at a picture of.
She was like a TV host. And
TV
she was
host.
A little surly. She was funny. She was a grumpy old grandma sort of situation. Yeah, okay. She's not like a grandma, but you know, she's an older, feisty lady.
Sort of just mm-hmm. a television personality.
Yeah. So she died not long after sending one of her this is taking longer than I thought it would. It's not worth it.
Maybe you should
so she's one of her last tweet was a joke about Beyonce. Because that page took too long to load, I don't know what the joke was, but people who love Beyonce believe that Beyonce probably killed Joan Rivers
because it was one of her last Twitters.
No.
Oh, made a joke and then was like, "You can't make jokes about me. I'm queen."
And then the Beyhive killed her.
And it says something.
So here's the thing: Joan Rivers died on Beyonce's birthday.
Oh wow!
So like don't fuck with Beyonce,
y'all. I just want everyone to know that if everyone listening at home, if any one of us here dies on Beyonce's birthday, definitely investigate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Flood her social media with "you killed Brandon, Brendan, or Curtis."
You know, the guy is from Mulder was right.
Refill out that form now.
Yes.
And then update it to whichever one it was.
False. Do not listen to Curtis. Please send the form letter "you killed Brendan, Brandon, or Curtis," regardless of who died.
It will still be technically correct.
Correct. Great. Because of the or.
Because
yes. Good job.
Hey, if it's all of us, though, you will have to change it to an and.
You will have to change it to an and.
It might as well start out with and or.
Or you can just allege that she only killed one of us and the other two died incidentally. But that's unlikely. If all three of us die on Beyonce's birthday, she definitely killed us.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Just like she killed Joan Rivers. God. I'm just gonna leave you with this.
Okay.
That face
is so good.
Well, everyone.
Yeah, I'm not very good at structuring things or ending things
So you're not good at starting things or ending things.
Or getting you there. So I guess
So you're
gonna have to do the rest of the work.
Well, thanks guys for listening. If you wanna watch more of these episodes live, check our twitch.tv/mwrcast. You can follow us there and you'll be able to see whenever we go live. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at mwrcast, so you can check those out as well. Follow us there. Anything else you guys want to add?
No.
Please leave us a voicemail.
Yes, leave us a voicemail.
What is
that number? Let me figure that out.
Come on. Go to the podcast. You got to go to the podcast feed.
You guys can leave voicemails. And
look, if you leave a voicemail, I promise that we'll do a section responding to your voicemail. We're going to play your voicemail and we're going to respond to it.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about it.
All right.
Because it'll be so rare. Like, we'll just be like, wow, someone did this.
Yeah, if you want to give us a call and leave us with a question, we'll discuss your voicemail. The number is 505 505-652-7140. Once again, that's 505-652-7140. You can find our website, MulderWasRight.wordpress.com. Leave us a review. You know, we haven't talked about that in a while.
You can do all those things.
All those things. You like what you're listening to, leave us a review.
I still haven't made Curtis a Twitter, but I plan on doing that soon.
Yeah, that'll Great. Happen.
Okay, folks.
We're also going to be streaming additional things as well on the Twitch. So if you guys want to hear more of us, if you guys like us or, want to make fun of us, leave angry messages.
Please make fun of me.
In Twitch chat, you guys can do that. You can also check the VODs on the Twitch channel for the live version
they may or may not be functional.
the first one today wasn't functional, but this one is.
Well, but isn't it still there?
It's still there.
Great. I'm glad. Yeah. You got to keep it there for posterity.
And you mentioned something about YouTube.
We're gonna post all of the live feeds.
Yeah.
We're gonna post that on YouTube. You'll be able to see those as well. There's
also.
I don't know the link yet.
Okay.
But we'll figure that out.
We'll get it there.
It's probably MWRcast, because that's where we are on everything.
Right. And what we can say at least is there is a link.
There will be a link. Check the show notes of this episode. We've gone on far too long.
Yes.
But I think you did a good job, Brandon.
Oh, thank you so much. How long have we been talking?
Well, you can see the timer right there, so an hour and 11 minutes.
I, that's not as long as I thought, so good.
I'm probably going to cut a little bit of that out. Anyway, thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Wake up, sheeple!
What in the hell happened?
And I looked right in the camera.
You looked right at the camera.
I
also looked right at the camera.
I didn't.